Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with publicspeakersblog.com. Here's my challenge to you as a speaker. How relevant is your content? How much value does your speech, does your training program, does your consulting or coaching program really have? And here's why I ask it. If it's not incredibly valuable to your customer, you're in trouble. As a matter of fact, if you're listening to this and your content is sort of pedestrian, basic, personal development, positive thinking content, you're probably struggling financially in the professional speaking business right now. And if you are, it's not too late to turn it around. But here's what I believe you have to do. You've got to have content that your customer needs. When the economy gets tight, as it did in 2002, back in the United States, in 2002, post 9/11, when corporations froze their training and travel budgets, the only speakers that survived were the speakers with content that was absolutely necessary for their customers. Everyone that was delivering content, light motivational content, think big and you'll be big, exercise more, eat less, and all those other positive thinking platitudes that are true and they're great. And in 1950, they were fantastic for companies because they weren't hearing them. Well, it's 2009, and everyone in the company has heard all these things. They know they should do all these things, but what they're looking for is unique, interpretive content that can help them, for the most part, sell more, be better, survive this crazy economy that we're in right now, this global recession worldwide. Does your content do that? Is your content good enough? Now, if it's not, don't get depressed. If it's not, be proactive and start to upgrade your content. Like, for example, I speak on mental toughness training for Fortune 500 sales teams for one reason, to help companies increase sales. Well, do you think companies are interested in increasing sales right now? Of course. Well, that's why I'm busy. That's why any speaker that goes to the bottom line is going to be busy if they're good, if they're unique, if they're different. If you're saying the same thing as a college freshman can say, they don't need you. And in a flush economy, they'll probably hire you anyway if you're a decent speaker. But in a bad economy, you're broke. And that's why, again, 1,200 full-time speakers, as close as we can figure, about 1,200 full-time speakers went broke in 2002. And I hate to say it this way, but it was a necessary correction in this business. And believe me, a lot of my friends went broke and they have regular jobs now and they're out of the speaking business. And it's sad and I feel bad for them. But typically, just like the real estate, mortgage, and credit markets, the correction was necessary and the correction was right. I know that I don't want that to sound funny. I don't want it to sound like I'm not feeling for the people who are really struggling because I've struggled in the past and I know it's not an easy thing. But typically market corrections of any kind are called corrections for a reason, because previously the market was incorrect in the way it was responding, and it now, of course, it was massively incorrect financially in the financial sector, especially in the United States. So now it's making a massive correction. Small incorrect market, small correction. Massive incorrect market, massive correction. I mean, this is just basic economics, and you know this as well as I do. My point is this: if you really want to be relevant, if you really want to be busy, if you really want to be wealthy in this business, you've got to have content that these companies need, that these organizations need on the street that have results right now. Can you do that? Can you start right now if you don't have it? If you do have it, God bless you. It's fantastic. You know as well as I do, there's plenty of work for all of us right now out there, because companies are looking for answers. They're looking for unique ideas. They're looking for your ideas, your interpretation of a problem they can't solve. Why? They're too close to it, probably. So we come in as consultants with interpretive content, and they say, I mean, I talked to a multi-billion dollar company president the other day, and I gave him an idea about mental toughness on how to improve sales, and the guy said, we've never thought of that before. That's never come up. I'm not even an expert in their industry. They're experts in their industry, but I can come in and see it objectively, gave him one idea, and that idea will probably produce millions and millions of dollars in sales, part of which I will probably get back in speaking fees and consulting fees and book sales and et cetera, et cetera. You know the business. So that's what we're talking about. And if you can do that, you don't have to be a part of this recession. Oh, you might be part of it. Of course, all of our numbers globally, I think, are down to some degree. But just because the numbers are down, I mean, Donald Trump's numbers are down too. You think he's struggling to pay his mortgage? Probably not. So that's my point. So even if your numbers are down, if you're still making seven figures a year, six figures a year, you're in pretty good shape. Just something to think about. I'm getting a lot of calls from speakers that listen to this blog that are struggling. And I would say, look in the mirror, look to yourself, look at your content, upgrade your content, and you'll survive, if not somewhat thrive, in this recession. And when things turn around, which I think they're on their way to doing in the next few years, just like they did after 2002, you're going to get very, very wealthy. And you should, because you're going to make companies and organizations and people a lot wealthier than they were before they met you. And so it's basic capitalism, and it's the way it really should be. If you look historically at this, and because if you think I'm exaggerating, look back to the last big turn, the first big turn we ever had in the professional speaking business, which was after, again, 9/11, and look at how the major speakers, 1,200 speakers went out of business. The middle class of this industry basically dried up, and from 2003 to 2008, speakers became very, very wealthy in this business. And if you've been in this business, you know that. Very wealthy. We had a five-year run that was almost unbelievable for speakers. Every speaker I know, you know, increased their net worth substantially. And it's going to happen after this turn if you take the time to upgrade your material. So something to think about on this beautiful May 3rd Sunday morning. Consider it. Think about it. Love to hear your comments. Go out and upgrade your material. Make it a great day. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebel.